Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Our buddy Sean Powell is back from NBA.com. Powell to the people on Twitter. Powell, the number two, DA people. How's it going, Sean?
Scott, I just want to get through the rest of this regular season, man, and get to the real games.
Yeah, you're telling me. Like, I was just watching the Celtics game, and I got to tell you, it's just beyond me that they can play tonight with nobody in that lineup and still win against Washington. And Washington basically had everybody. I don't get it. I know Wall's been out, but you know they've been playing well with Beal in charge. How did they not beat that Boston team tonight? I don't care where they played the game.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised by Washington, even without John Wall. I mean, some days they look really good, and other times they lose a team they have no business losing to. They have no business losing to this game right here. And if you really want to be taken seriously as a playoff team, you know, sort of like a middle of the road playoff team, which is probably what they are at best, you got to put up a better effort, even without John Wall.
Yeah, I got to tell you. So I think they're down actually 2 points with 30 seconds left. I just changed the channel because I wanted to watch this Syracuse-Arizona State second half that's underway now. And tonight, same thing, Sean, in Oracle with Golden State. They got, like, KD playing and no one else. Like, the entire roster's out. I said earlier on the air that it's either because they're injured or they're hungover from Steph Curry's birthday bash. Because they're playing with no one tonight against the Lakers, who also have, I think, Ingram out, and obviously Kuzma's out now. So that's another game you spend a lot of money to see as a fan for a ticket, and nobody's going to be playing.
Well, yeah, it's KD and a bunch of, I don't know, guys I barely recognize. But look, you can understand, if you're the Warriors, particularly when Steph Curry twists his ankle, and you know what that's all about, you know, you just want to get through this regular season in one piece. The last thing you want to do is to have any kind of serious or even a semi-serious injury that's going to affect you in the postseason. And I think most NBA fans would be okay with a team, you know, a team like the Warriors, making sure they're fresh for the postseason run. Because really, when you really get down to it, there are maybe just three teams. If you want to toss in Toronto, that'll be the fourth team. But three teams that hold intrigue. I'm not saying there's not, you know, maybe more teams that will be really good in the postseason, but I'm just talking about teams that are going to capture our attention. That's the Warriors, Rockets, Cavaliers, and if you think the Raptors are in that mix, fine, we'll throw them in that mix. But that's it.
Yeah, I actually, you know, we've said on this show many times, almost every night now for years, that Toronto's great, but stop talking about how you get no respect. Win something that matters. Like, win, you know, go to the finals and win. Do something instead of complain about how nobody respects you, because their fans cry. They really do. Like we're supposed to hand it to them or something. Honestly, because I think they're a really good team. And at the end of that sentence should be that never gets it done.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. I know they've changed a few things up this year, and you could argue that this is their, you know, best regular season since Vince Carter, maybe even in franchise history, depending on how many games they end up winning. Also, the Cavaliers are vulnerable. The Celtics don't have, you know, Marcus Smart. Who knows about him? Obviously, they're not going to have Gordon Hayward. So basically, the table is set. If they don't get to at minimum, the Eastern Conference Finals. I never want to hear anything about the Raptors again.
Man, does that just put a period on it. Let me ask you. I actually am buying in, all in on the Rockets. I love watching that team play. I like Capella. There's nothing that needs to be said about the beard because he is just flat out nasty. And I think CP has made him better. They are something else. And if there's anyone that's going to do it, I think we all know it's them. If the Warriors don't get right, because they got some problems right now. If they don't get right, because the NBA playoffs are in like a month. So if they don't get right, when are they going to get right? In like mid-April, early May? I mean, do you think these injuries, we don't even know if his ankle's good. Do you think that all that could come back to haunt them?
Well, before I get to the Warriors, but Scott, the same argument you make for the Raptors, you also got to make for the Rockets now. Got to be fair. I mean, you're talking about Chris Paul. How deep has he ever gotten the playoffs? James Harden, you know, coming up short in postseason, never got to the finals. And Mike D'Antoni's system has always been, you know, a target. So if we're going to sit here and say that the Raptors have something to prove, and they do, okay, that's fair. We also have to say that the three most important individuals on the Rockets also have something to prove, right?
Yeah, I mean, they do. I agree with that. I think, though, that if I were to pick a team that has a shot of anyone to beat the Warriors in anything, whether it's the West or the Finals, it's them.
Yeah, I would agree with that. As far as the Warriors being vulnerable, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to put... Look, I'm sure Steph Curry needs to be 100%, and I'm sure the Warriors are, this is more precautionary than anything. But when they're healthy, and let's assume everybody's healthy. Let's assume everybody is healthy, Golden State, Toronto, Houston, blah, blah. You're still looking at the Warriors. I'm not saying by a mile. I'm not saying the ball may not bounce their way. I'm not saying Draymond Green might do something regrettable. I'm not saying anything. But we're still looking at the Warriors, I think, given their deepness, the fact that they have three, maybe four solid stars, and also they've done it before, I think you still have to say that all things being equal, and this is still their championship to lose.
Do you think Sean Powell, legend on the bench, NBA.com, do you think – I want to know your thoughts on the kid Bamba at Texas as a NBA player in due time. Like, add, you know, muscle, you know, weight and everything, training, you know, because he looks like he's as skinny as Kevin Durant. But I think but his wingspan is like an airplane. I mean, we already know Bagley and Ayton, they're automatic. I mean, they are automatic NBA studs, I think. But what do you think of the Bamba kid?
I've only seen him play it a couple times. And I walk away saying, okay. And the reason why I say that is because I know he's not a finished product. I agree with you. You know, he needs some work. His game is a little bit mechanical right now. He needs to grow into his body a little bit more, feel out a little bit more. Be a little more functional offensively. You know, sometimes you just got to just take a little step by step, get a little pet offensive move that you can always rely on, and then eventually, you know, branch, your game has to branch out. But all that's going to take time. And if I had a team with, say, the number three pick, you know, and say those two guys you mentioned are not on the board anymore, I'd be a little bit wary of taking Bamba, only because of the time I think it's going to take for him to be a solid NBA player. Sometimes, you know, when you're drafting that high, Scott, you got to kind of take the sure thing. You don't want to draft a project type, you know, like 3, 4, maybe even 5, unless you're just doggone sure this guy just needs a little bit here and there, and that he's gonna develop quicker than you think he is.
Hey, can you hang out and talk more hoops with me? Because I'm just, like, getting started. Because I feel like I'm being rushed over here. There's people giving me dirty looks. And then I just want to keep going with you. You're not going to, like, fall asleep on me or anything, are you?
No, man. Let's keep it rolling.
All right. I want to talk to you when we come back about my boy, Rajon Rondo. Did you see this guy the other night? We'll talk about it with Sean when we come back. He had 17 dimes in a game, and I saw, like, every one of them. He is sickening. And I said today on a tweet that I tweeted, I retweeted all the video of him with the 17 dimes, that I actually, and I have proven this, ask Carver High, I pay to see him play. I actually will pay money to watch that guy run an offense because I just love the way he passes. We'll talk about that and so much more with Sean Powell, my guy from NBA.com. So we're talking to Sean Powell of NBA.com, and you can follow him at Powell to the People on Twitter. Sean, you heard me before talking about Rondo. I got to tell you, man. I went to see him play the Nets in a double overtime win a few Saturdays ago, like early February. It was like February 10th or something, and at the Barclays, and it was great. And he had a triple-double, and then Davis had 44 and 17. And I got to tell you, like every night I watch this guy, all he does is make these sick passes. I mean, he is the greatest, like honestly, to me, playmaker, like – offense maker. Like, he just makes plays happen with Davis. Like, it is like butter watching him throw alley-oops to this guy from all over the floor. I just think that guy is the ultimate pro point guard. I don't care what anyone says about him, all this off-court, locker room, troublemaker, coach's nightmare, selfish, all the rest. That guy, when they blow their whistle and just play basketball, that guy's a freak.
Yeah, I wonder if Ray Allen will agree with you. Rondo was the subject of Ray Allen's book, and you know, obviously the two didn't get along in Boston. But look, I agree with you. Rondo hasn't forgotten how to play basketball. It's just that I don't know if he can play at a high level consistently. And we'll see flashes. I mean, that game he had against the Hornets, you know, he also had about five steals in addition to the 17 assists, and how he has been able to develop a good basketball chemistry with a guy he's never played with before is also, you know, incredible. I just don't know what his future is going to be there in New Orleans. He doesn't have a contract for next year, I don't believe. But look, I mean, right now it's working. You can't say anything negative about the Pelicans, about Anthony Davis, about Alvin Gentry, about Rajon Rondo, because it's working. And these guys have performed since, what, the All-Star break, probably better than anyone would have thought after losing to Marcus.
Right. Cole. I mean, and let me ask you this. Why in God's name would they get rid of him? Honestly, like, I don't think he deserves some gigantic mammoth contract, but I mean, they have no one on that team better than him handling a rock. I mean, that's just all there is to it. Like, they must be stupid to get rid of that guy. There is no way you can tell me that Davis doesn't like playing with Rondo or Boogie. I mean, there's no way. I would give that guy a deal today to stay.
Yeah, and it's also important that he pairs well with Drew Holiday. You know, that's the third guy you can't forget about, that, you know, both those guys can be on the floor at the same time, that they don't give away, you know, much, if any, defensively, that there's good harmony between, because, you know, Drew Holiday is a good combo guard who can also handle the ball, probably doesn't see the floor as well as Rondo. Not many point guards can. But all in all, I would say Drew Holiday is probably more important than Rondo in the big picture, because number one, they're paying him a ton of money. And number two, he just offers so much more offensively. And particularly now that you're losing Boogie Cousins' 26, 27 points a game, you know, you've got to have Drew Holiday step up offensively. And he has, by the way. So that's been a big help as well.
I mean, Davis has just been absolutely carrying that team on his back. I mean, the nights he's been putting up, I mean, are they just like, it's over, it's Harden's award, or will they consider Davis for what he's done in New Orleans?
You know, look, I mean, let's be fair. This award is not from February 1st to now. This award is from the first game to now. And if it's from the first game to now, then it's still James Harden's award to lose. Look, that said, Anthony Davis has played as well in the last 4 or 5 weeks than anybody has over a 4 or 5 week stretch. The one thing I would worry about with Anthony Davis is that, you know, you're asking him to do a lot. You're putting him on the floor for 37, 38, 39 minutes, and his health has always been an issue. The guy can't just stay in one piece through no fault of his own. It's just that his body betrays him. And I just hope for their sake that his body, you know, stays intact, you know, while this team is fighting for some good playoff real estate, and whether or not they can get to that 4 or 5 spot or whatever and give themselves a decent chance in the first round.
So, by the way, the Wizards, I guess Meeks hit a bomb to send the game to overtime, and they're up 1 on the Celtics with under 2 minutes to go in the overtime. So that game's turned into just absolute craziness. At the end of the day, where do you think LeBron is going to end up? And, you know, what he's like, what's your feeling about what he'll do in the offseason? I know you're probably sick of hearing that question.
Well, I mean, look, it's a relevant question because, you know, he can affect a team's outcome just by saying, hey, I'm coming aboard. I just haven't seen any kind of compelling, and I want to underline that word, compelling evidence that he'll leave Cleveland. And, you know, look, could he go to the Lakers? Okay, yeah, but who's going to go with him? And would that give him automatically a better chance to win a championship? Now you got to go through Houston and the Warriors. Does he go to Houston? And if he goes to Houston, then arguably, you know, he's not going to be the quote-unquote main guy on that floor. How does Harden mesh with him? We know Chris Paul probably would. But now you've got three guys who are all three are used to having the ball in their hands. How would all that work? I'm not saying it wouldn't. But is LeBron receptive to that? Or he can stay in Cleveland and see what they do. It's a comfort zone for him. You know, he wouldn't have to move again. He wouldn't have to hear this again. Yes, he doesn't owe Cleveland anything. He already won a championship there. And if he were to go to any of those other teams, I don't think anybody in Cleveland would, you know, hold it against him. But, you know, I don't know if LeBron knows what he's going to do.
Do you think Kawhi will bolt San Antonio or stay?
Well, he's got a contract for next year, number one. And number two, he's eligible for the Supermax. So, you know, financially, I would say it's probably, assuming that the Spurs will give him the Supermax, then I would say financially it's probably best that he stays. Of course, he could look around at a team that has an old Tony Parker, an old Manu Ginobili, and, you know, some other pieces that are just pretty good but not great, and say, you know what, I'm going to play through the last year of this contract and then hit the free agent market in 2019 and see what's out there. But, you know, look, it's hard to read Kawhi Leonard. He doesn't really give any hints to what he's thinking, doesn't really talk that much, keeps to himself, and that's all great. He doesn't have to tell us what he's thinking and what he's doing. Although in due time, we will see based on his actions. Number one, does he come back this season? Number two, does he take the Supermax if it's offered this summer? Or number three, does he decide to just play out the last year of his contract and maybe, you know, give some thought to going someplace else?
Do you think, last question, I got a minute, respectfully. What do you think of what Portland's doing? And no one ever respects anybody in the league except the Warriors and the Cavs, and that's it. That's all anyone ever talks about. I actually love watching tons of teams play and tons of different players play. What do you think of them?
Well, look, I mean, when we were talking about when we talked about Anthony Davis the last month, you also have to talk about Damian Lillard and how well he's played. You know, right now they're at the number three spot. Of course, that could change by tomorrow, the next day. It's still a team that's really guard-oriented, and until we see somebody else, you know, come through, Evan Turner, I mean, I don't know who else it would be, I just still have a hard time seeing them going really deep in the playoffs.
Wow, there you go. Sean Powell, great stuff as usual. Enjoy the rest of this Q's game if you're watching it, or Lakers Warriors. Always love having you on the bench, brother. Thanks so much for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
Anytime, man. We'll talk to you during the playoffs, hopefully.
Definitely. Sean Powell, Powell 2, the number 2, duh, people on Twitter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.